And here is your Lesson J story. Dinner discussion at Nina's. Nina, Tim's sister, was feeding Tim and Gabriella one evening. They were discussing the work they had found this summer season. "Thank you," said Gabriella. "This is a huge lot to eat," said Tim, smelling everything with his nose down near it, putting salt on bits of the food. "So repeat for me," said Nina, "how you could win a dream job at the boutique across the street from my friend Judy." "Well," said Gabriella, "I arrived at that boutique after Judy claimed that I did something wrong by helping her customers, and she guided me out the front door onto the street." "That's too bad," said Nina. "I'm afraid I've never heard of anyone having a similar experience." "So her customers from Judy's store came out and took Gabriella to the boutique," said Tim, "and bought a great total there." "So you must really be pretty good," said Nina, like a happy parent. "I hope I can do well there," said Gabriella. "I was luckier than with poor Tom in his condition. It would be hard to match my new supervisor," Tim said, now looking at Nina's sugar-coated apples, which he thought were the best on the continent. "How so?" asked Nina, serving him the apples from a crystal bowl with a silver spoon. "Well," said Tim, "the way Fabian does his job doesn't require a broad set of skills." "Fabian?" asked Nina. "Didn't he work with you?" Tim smiled. "Some people would call it work. He was there, that's all." "So how is he as a supervisor?" Gabriella asked. "Not so good. Now he hands me the tools and then sits on his seat all day while I work and he supervises. But we track our time on the same kind of timesheets." "Sounds like you could have been a better supervisor," said Nina. "Except Tim's brother isn't tight friends with the owner," said Gabriella. "Tim doesn't have a brother, just me," said Nina. "And I would not slip certain things with ropes around them out the back door," said Tim. "He's got a little scorecard he keeps to write down what they will pay him for." "Oh," said Nina. "It sounds like they are all raking in money." "Except me. I just want to do the job," said Tim. "You know," said Nina, "occasionally I see that first supervisor you had, Jerry, down at the bank branch in the valley. He said you should call him sometime." "Maybe I will," said Tim. "Well, I hope Jerry is moving forward in life," said Tim. "I think he said he got a better job," said Nina, "at a steel company in inventory network maintenance." "Okay, well, tell Jerry hi for me if you see him again." Nina turned to Gabriella. "I'll be in the Central Shopping District next week. We should grab lunch." And here are your words from Story J. Afraid. Apple. Arrive. Bowl. Branch. Broad. Card. Claim. Coat. Condition. Continent. Crystal. District. Dream. Experience. Feed. Forward. Guide. Grab. Huge. Inventory. Maintenance. Match. Nose. Occasion. Parent. Pretty. Rake. Repeat. Require. Rope. Salt. Score. Season. Seat. Sheet. Silver. Similar. Sister. Skill. Slip. Smell. Spoon. Steel. Sugar. Thank. Tight. Tool. Total. Track. Valley. Win. Wrong. Thank you.